Well, first of all, Paul, congratulations on winning the League Leaders Shield. But I guess the big prize is still at stake.
Yeah, definitely. The big prize for us was top four, so that I think that's the first thing we need to make clear, because that ensured that we won the same amount of money as last year, which is a sustainable figure to progress our club. So we've achieved our objective. Anything else is a bonus. But you know, we're sportsmen, and every prize that's on offer, we want to go for it. And you know, it's a little bit like shark to blood, and we're no different, and we're going hard.
Seven big games coming up, and first at Hull Kingston Rovers. That's going to be a very tough game, but aside who are out of form, and you're still in decent form as well.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not sure out of form, because you know, three of the four middle-eight clubs, or bottom four, top-eight clubs, it's such a fine line between failure and success this year. OKR for me have been the darlings of Super League. Great to watch, great coach, and some really exciting players, none more so than Albert Kelly. So it's going to be a big occasion, because they travel well, the supporters. We're looking forward to welcoming the sports to the ground. And you know, the brand of rugby that OKR play, not too dissimilar to ours. So it could be Brazil versus Brazil.
How crucial are your supporters going to be? We saw the noise they made at the Summer Bash against Featherstone, and now they've done week in, week out. Some big games for them to get behind as well.
Yeah, well, our supporters, you know, we've not lost at home for 2 years, so that tells you how influential our supporters are. And I think the key this year is, you know, our closest away travel this year has been Halifax, because, you know, we're the only Lancashire team in the league. In the middle eights, our furthest away travel is Halifax. So, you know, if we're two big numbers away throughout this year, we can definitely afford the bus fare now, and we'll be big. We'll have seven parties, our fans. That's what they're going to do, seven parties.
I mean, Wakefield, does that give you a nice confidence boost as well?
Definitely, but I think it'll probably do more to them in terms of motivation and making, you know, correcting a few wrongs, putting them right. So whilst we take confidence from it, we don't take comfort from it, and you know, we understand the challenge that we've got ahead.
Your tips as perhaps the favourites of the Championship sides to get promotion, is that a pressure you feel under at all?
No, we don't feel pressure, to be fair. Because like I said, we've achieved our objective, so we'll just continue having fun, enjoying the journey. I think our Championship friends would rather us be favourites, because it takes a shine off them. I can tell you that each and every one of them Championship clubs will have a big say in this middle eights, and you know, and Bradford have strengthened. They've got, you know, just signed an Origin star. They've got two great players in Milani and Gaskell coming back. So, you know, I'd arguably put them slight favourites probably ahead of us.
Super 8s have certainly reinvigorated the Championship. We had the Summer Bash, we had some big attendances this year as well. It's good to see the second tier get that attention, and of course promotion back on the agenda as well.
Yeah, well, it's enabled retention of players now. You know, every good player that Championship provided over the past years is basically a waiting game before he goes to Super League club. So it, you know, it's very demoralising and disheartening for ambitious Championship clubs. Right from coaches to supporters to players, we all want to be at the top, and we all deserve that opportunity. And the new structures allowed that, albeit a very, very difficult route. It's created an opportunity, and that's evident, like you say, in the attendances, and none more so in how vibrant our club is, where our fans, they've just, you know, doubled, so it's been great.
Our support team that's in the qualifiers with you, looking at the competition, of course I'd rather be in the top eight, but this qualifier series is perhaps the most exciting of the three competitions coming up, with so much at stake.
Yeah, I think so, and it's new. I think we're all kind of, we've seen what's on offer regarding grand finals and God knows what, but this is something new. And like you said, there's so much at stake. History shows us that relegation battles are quite often better attended than, you know, grand final battles, semi-finals, or whatever you want to call it. So it's kept it interesting. And yeah, I think all eyes are on the middle eights for me. All eyes are on the middle eights.
And that million-pound game, I guess it's a game you don't want to be in. You want to be in the top three, but if you're in it, what an atmosphere, what pressure's going to be on that game?
Well, yeah, if you ask me then, are you under pressure then a question, yeah, probably a bit of pressure on that one. Or maybe not pressure, but there'll certainly be a few nerves, and that'll be interesting, that one. I don't want to think about that. It makes me a little bit nervous thinking about it, so...